Some studies estimate about 70% of liquid soaps on store shelves have antibacterial ingredients in them, ingredients such as the chemical called triclosan. Allison Aiello teaches epidemiology at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Aiello is lead author of a paper in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases. She examined more than 24 studies on antibacterial soaps containing triclosan. She says triclosan kills bacteria by going after the bacterium's cell wall.
The cell wall cannot be kept intact anymore. It's not able to survive.
But Aiello says there's a growing body of evidence that even though antibacterial soap kills bacteria, it's no better than regular soap at preventing illness. Regular soap doesn't kill bacteria, but Aiello says it works just as well at getting rid of bacteria and viruses like swine flu.
Regular soap is basically, it has a surfactant in it. And what it does is it allows the bacteria to be dislodged from the hands. And then the motion that you're using under the water, et cetera, helps dislodge it and make it go down the drain, basically.
Aiello says it's important to note that the soap studies were done with basically healthy people. She says more research needs to be done to find out if antibacterial soaps could be more effective for elderly people or people with compromised immune systems. But she says, generally, for healthy people, antibacterial soaps are no better than plain soaps at keeping you healthy. And she says there could be risks to antibacterial products. She says there's evidence from lab studies that antibacterial soaps might be adding to the emergence of superbugs, bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics.
In the laboratory setting, it is clear that there are mechanisms that can lead to antibiotic resistance when bacteria are exposed to triclosan.
Aiello says they haven't seen this play out for antibacterial soaps in the real world yet. But she says researchers need to keep an eye on it because antibiotic resistance might take some time to develop. The soap industry dismisses the idea that antibacterial soaps might have something to do with antibiotic resistance. Brian Sansoni is with the Soap and Detergent Association.
The last thing we want to see is people discouraged from using beneficial products. Antibacterial soaps have proven benefits. They are used safely and effectively by millions of people every day. Consumers should continue to use these products with confidence.
The Food and Drug Administration has the final word on antibacterial soaps, but they're still trying to figure out what to say about them. The FDA has been trying to come up with rules for the products for more than 30 years. Right now, there are no formal rules about the levels of antibacterial chemicals in soaps. And there aren't any rules about how the products can be marketed or labeled. There's one thing both the soap industry and doctors agree on. Americans don't wash up often enough with any kind of soap. A recent study found one out of every three men walk out of the bathroom without washing their hands. Women did better than the guys, but still, about one out of every 10 women didn't wash their hands either. Experts say after you sneeze, cough, or use the bathroom, you should scrub your hands with soap and water for 20 to 30 seconds. That's as long as it takes to sing the Happy Birthday song twice. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.